بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حقيق على أن لا أقول على الله إلا الحق، قد جئتكم ببينة من ربكم فأرسل معي بني إسرائيل.
Moses said, "Since I have been sent from Allah, it is only appropriate for me to say the truth about him. I have brought you a clear proof showing the truth of what I say, proving that I am sent from Allah to you. Release the children of Israel from the slavery and miserable treatment they have suffered, and let them leave with me."
جئت بآية فأتي بها إن كنت من الصادقين.
Pharaoh said, "If you have brought a sign, as you claim, then show it to me, if you are telling the truth."
فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين.
So Moses threw his stick and it changed into a great snake, clear for all to see.
ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين.
Then he drew out his hand from his shirt, near to his chest or under his arm, and it appeared completely white, not because of illness, but radiating brilliantly to all who saw it, because of its extreme whiteness.
قال الملأ من قوم فرعون إن هذا لساحر عليم.
The notables and leaders said once they witnessed the transformation of the stick and the whiteness of his hand, Moses is nothing but a skilled and masterful magician.
يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم فماذا تأمرون.
He intends by this to drive you all out from Egypt through his magic. So Pharaoh asked his chiefs what they advised him to do.
قالوا أرجه وأخاه وأرسل في المدائن حاشرين.
They said, "Delay their case, Moses and his brother Aaron, and send people to the cities of Egypt to call all the magicians."
يأتوك بكل ساحر عليم.
They will bring to you every skillful and powerful magician.
وجاء السحرة فرعون قالوا إن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين.
So Pharaoh sent people to call the magicians, and when they came to Pharaoh, they asked him if they would have a reward if they were the winners, and overcame Moses with their magic.
قال نعم وإنكم لمن المقربين.
Pharaoh replied, "Yes, indeed. You will be given a reward and you would be brought near to me and of those given important positions."
قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون نحن الملقين.
Due to their pride, they were certain that they would win against Moses. They asked him, "Choose, O Moses, if you want to be the first to throw, or if you want us to throw first."
قال ألقوا فلما ألقوا سحروا أعين الناس واسترهبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم.
Trusting in Allah that He would overcome them, Moses was not worried about them. He told them to throw their ropes and sticks. When they threw them, they cast a mighty spell over the eyes of the people watching the spectacle, so that things looked different to reality, and the people became awed and frightened.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ.
Allah then inspired Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, "Throw your stick, O Moses." So he threw it, and the stick changed into a snake and swallowed the robes and sticks the magicians were using instead of real snakes, destroying for the people the illusion that these were crawling snakes.
فَوَقَعَ الْحَقُّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
In this way, the truth became clear, proving the truth of what Moses was saying, and showing the falsehood of what the magicians had done.
فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ.
The magicians were defeated and humiliated by Moses in the assembly.
وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ.
When the magicians saw the greatness of the power of Allah and His clear signs, they could only fall down, prostrating to Him. Beneficial points. From Allah's wisdom and mercy, He made the miracle of each prophet of the kind that was predominant among the people of that time. So when magic was predominant among the people of the time of Moses, peace be upon him, his miracle was similar to magic, although it was different to magic in its reality. Pharaoh was a lowly, humble, helpless servant, or he would not have needed to turn the magicians to try and protect himself from Moses. The prostrating of the magicians to Allah and their faith in Him, glory be to Him, is a proof of the profound effect of the faith in the souls of humankind.
آمنا برب العالمين.
The magicians exclaimed, "We believe in the Lord of all of creation."
رب موسى وهارون.
He is the Lord of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, alone worthy of worship for all people, and the false Allahs are not worthy of worship.
قال فرعون آمنتم به قبل أن آذن لكم إن هذا لمكر مكرتموه في المدينة لتخرجوا منها أهلها فسوف تعلمون.
Pharaoh said, threatening them because of their faith in Allah, "Do you believe in Allah before I have given you permission to do so? This is only a trick you were deceiving people with, and a plot that you and Moses have planned to drive out the people of the city. But soon you will know what the consequences are and what an example I will make of you."
لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين.
I will cut off the right hand and left foot, or the left hand and right foot of each of you, and would then crucify you on palm trunks, making an example of you to frighten whoever sees you.
قالوا إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون.
The magicians replied, Indeed, we will return to our Lord alone, so we are not scared of what you threaten us with.
وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ.
You are only finding fault in us because we had faith in the signs of our Lord when they came to us through Moses. If this is our crime, then we stand firmly by it. Then they turned to Allah in prayer, O our Lord, pour upon us patience so that we will be able to stand firmly for the truth and let us die in the state of surrendering in devotion to you, doing as you command and following your messenger.
وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون أتذر موسى وقومه ليفسدوا في الأرض ويذرك وآلهتك قال سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحيي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون.
The leaders and notables people among Pharaoh's people urged Pharaoh, provoking him to act against Moses and the believers who were with him. They said, Will you leave Moses and his people to spread corruption in the land, abandoning you and your allies, and calling to the worship of Allah alone? Pharaoh said, We will kill the sons of the children of Israel and let their women live to serve us. And we have complete power over them.
قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين.
Moses advised his people, O people, ask for the help of Allah alone to remove hardship from you and to bring good and to be patient with the trial we have been given. For indeed, the earth belongs to Allah alone, and it does not belong to Pharaoh or anyone else to do as they please in it. Rather, Allah, according to His will, gives turns to different people to have authority in the land. But the good end on earth is for those who have faith, follow the commands of their Lord, and stay away from what He has prohibited. They will achieve the good end despite the tests and trials they are given.
قالوا أوذينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد ما جئتنا قال عسى ربكم أن يهلك عدوكم ويستخلفكم في الأرض فينظر كيف تعملون.
The children of Israel said to Moses, Peace be upon him. We suffered at the hands of Pharaoh before you came to us. And after you have come, with Pharaoh killing our sons and letting our women live, Moses, peace be upon him, advised them, giving them hope of release from their trial. It may be that Allah might destroy your enemy, Pharaoh and his people, and establish you on the earth after them, seeing whether you behave with thankfulness or ingratitude.
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
And indeed, I gave the people of Pharaoh a number of years of drought and famine, testing them with a shortage of fruits and crops, so that they might reflect and realize that this was a punishment from Allah because of their disbelief, and so they might repent to Him. Beneficial points. The position of the magicians and the courageous and direct announcement of their faith shows that people, stripped off their own desire, submitting to reason and sound thoughts, rush to faith when the proofs appear to them. The people who have faith in Allah and the Last Day are those with the strongest resolve among people and the bravest and most patient in times of crisis, trials, and conflict. Those who benefit from power instigate and stir up power to face the people of faith, because in the continuation of their power lies the continuation of their best interests. Wrongdoing and corruption are some of the reasons for the withholding of rain and the rise of high prices.